Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest is here. He's back, was here not that long ago, and is returned because his show is tonight at Parks Casino, 8 o'clock. The one and only Frank Caliendo.
Yay!
I like to think of myself as a recurring friend.
Yes.
You know what? That's a good way to put it.
Not even a recurring guest, just a friend.
How about a traveler along life's highways?
Yeah. And
the Jack Kerouac of comedy.
That's exactly what I think of myself. How I think of myself. 100%.
A beatnik, sort of.
What? Yeah. No. Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I'm trying to help you with you.
I guess that's why I realized you get shut down a lot. Because if people go with you, it continues.
It's horrible. My wife always will be on. I'll just say things, and she'll. I'll say casually without any inflection of any sort of comedic overtones, and she'll later on, you know, Steve says there really is a Godzilla. You know,
that's it.
I do stuff like that all the time.
I was thinking for Casey, it's more of a Cro-Magnon diet that you look like. That's what that's starting to. He looks almost like an 80s baseball player. That's where I feel like he's kind of like a John Kruk type of look, 90s.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like that. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Casey, well, for those who don't know, is growing out his beard and hair.
And by the way, so you mentioned baseball. So, like, I have the things that I think, you know, the young baseball players, they call it the wings. Where the
hemorrhoids?
The hair flies out of the hat, like over the ears.
Yeah.
And it's something that people strive for.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Tuck it behind your ears, pretty boy.
Yeah. Wait, on yourself or for other people?
On myself or other people. I remember seeing in particular, and there are some people who can get away with it, like Jack Nicholson. Jack can go out disheveled, and Jack is still Jack, and he looks cool no matter
what. Listen, I can do whatever I want. Right now, I'm not wearing pants.
But he'll have those little wings. Flicking out, I'm like, you look stupid.
He can have crazy hair.
Yeah.
Not a problem, but you know, that's
so that's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Oh,
my
Jesus
nephew is
Christ.
Almost 17, and he might even be. He's 17, and he's a baseball player, and that's like that was something that
there is.
Took a little while for
him
to get.
There's something weird about baseball players now that they look like they all are from the mountains.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like right, especially pitchers.
Yeah.
I don't know when that started, but baseball players look like they're in a different century.
They look like Dinty Moore. Like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, especially towards the playoffs. In fact, all professional sports, or most of them, have taken the lead from hockey players.
True.
Which is in the playoffs to grow your beard. And now they're all doing it during the latter part of the season.
And then the next thing will be they lose some teeth, and then they look like Casey's driver's
license. Right.
But I speaking of beards, I don't like shaving because it hurts in certain spots. So when you guys shave your mustaches, doesn't that like, don't you get that little like tug? Doesn't that hurt?
Are you actually using a razor or like a wood
an
player?
Epilady.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Use a Harry. Honestly,
Harry's razor.
I swear to God, he speaks the truth. I endorse it for a while. Preston doing them right now. They're really well made. You will not notice that.
But, well, now I can't because my wife likes the way the facial hair looks. So,
really?
Over the summer.
You don't have to say it like that.
Yeah.
Really? What? Well,
kidding?
I think it's a cool look. It does remind me, though, of the Aborigine from the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yeah, a little bit, but I shaved fully, like my face. And by the way, Frank Caliendo's here, guys.
You I know.
I'm a recurring friend.
But I shaved my whole face this past summer, and my wife laughed at me. She's like, "You look ridiculous." I was like, "What?"
That's great. Your clean face bothers me.
Was there a shaggy Frank Caliendo period? A hippie?
Most of my life. I mean, I'm Italian. I can grow hair in a day.
Okay,
so,
yeah,
I could be Nick in about 6 hours. Grizzly Adams, if you want to use a real topical reference.
I do see that. You do. When's the last time you shaved?
Because
you
got 5 o'clock. Probably yesterday.
Yeah, you got 5 o'clock now.
Yeah.
So were you ever adopting the mountain man-ish Grizzly Adams look?
Not really. My dad, and I apologize if this is like something wrong. I never know if what my dad might have said might be insulting
incorrect
to some people.
Yes,
or something. But he used to say, "You look like a Bushman." I don't even know what I don't know what that is.
Probably
from Australia.
A tracker,
is that what it is? I don't think that's what it was.
No, an Aboriginal Bushman from Australia?
I don't know, because I just don't see him being global with his insults.
Did he
to
mean
me?
Like of the Bush family?
Yeah.
That's a Bushman, man.
So that got into your head early on, so, you know.
No, I don't think so, because I'm just a slob anyways most of the time. But
there's do you know Josh Wolf, the comedian, Josh Wolf?
I know of him, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he was in not too long ago, and for some reason, when he was a kid, his friend's father had a big-time aversion to short pants. And even like
I think everyone has an aversion to short pants.
What, short, they're
like just shorts. Shorts.
Oh, just shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's say shorts.
All right, fair enough.
Wait, what? Why did you call it short pants?
Because that's what he called it.
Oh, I thought, because he's from the 1950s. So I thought that's...
But he's a kid, and he went over to...
I'm starting over.
Father, I keep my snuff in my short pants.
Hit the rewind button, Steve.
All right.
Boys, let's start over again here. Hang on a second. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Kelly, though.
Can I at least get an extra plug out of that thing?
Can I tell you something?
What is happening?
Frank, we consider you a friend.
Right, yeah, I'm trying to be an enemy. I think that would go over better for me. Yeah.
Be a mortal enemy of the show.
Oh, that would be fun, though.
Who's your nemesis? Lurk.
My nemesis. Oh.
Have you ever had a nemesis?
Not yet, but I feel like I'm having an origin story for one right now.
Well, we talked last time, comic book.
Yeah, I didn't know you were into so much.
Well, Jesus Christ, you see all the stuff all
over. I don't look around. Yeah. I'm very narcissistic. I get in here and let's talk about me.
Yeah.
Oh, there are hosts here.
It's huge. Yeah. We had no idea you were such a.
I grew up with cartoons, and all the comic book people are really mad at me because of the cartoon. I grew up on the Super Friends.
Yeah.
And the like 70s Spider-Man stuff. So like, that's the worst. I'm like, that's my childhood.
It was your entree.
Yeah. That right. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, later. At the Legion of Doom. That was the greatest announcer.
Yes. Because, that's right. The Wonder Twins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonder Twin powers activate. Shape of a donkey. Form of donkey spit. Why? We don't know. We need Gleek to combine. The announcer, the writing was so bad in those 70s Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
It was terrible.
That the announcer would just say what was going to happen, and then it would happen like, later, at the Legion of Doom, Lex Luthor plans to take over the world. I have a plan to take over the world. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, Aquaman prepares a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he's off his keto diet.
Who wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Right? That's all. Aquaman.
It was that sonar. That sonar.
That sonar thing that would yep. go get a seahorse that he could ride.
A giant seahorse.
But it would be the same collection of sea creatures that would show up. It'd be like five porpoises, a seahorse, and an octopus.
They were just a group of friends like us.
Did anyone know a whale shark? You know, there was just no one.
No, there was no. They weren't intimidating. They were cute sea creatures.
Yeah. I love those, though. Do you remember the Mary Marvel Marching Society, the Marvel comics, where they were not animated well, but they were drawn true to the Marvel mm-hmm. thing. So they would have the cartoons were, it was Tony Stark, Hulk, it was Iron Man, Hulk. Who else would they have? Captain America, when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Right.
And they all had these songs, but they were really done well, but they were, you know, they weren't animated that well. So,
right. Yeah.
But I mean, that was my entree into Marvel Comics.
I remember going back, and if you go back and you watch some of the Hanna-Barbera stuff, though, too, you'll laugh because they'll like use an arm from some other cartoon that they didn't color in or something. And they're like, we're out of arms. Just throw this one in here. It'll go faster.
No.
Right. And like Wonderbug, or not Wonderbug, that was a Sid Marty Krofft, Speed Buggy.
Yeah.
Was just all, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just all the Scooby-Doo people with different clothes on and different hair color.
Yeah.
Like it was that
Shaggy
simple.
Was there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Like I'm just a different kind of hippie right now.
Yep. Who did Casey Kasem play in the Justice League? Was he Robin?
Yeah, he was Robin.
Right.
And originally they had Adam West. And I shouldn't say originally. There were different intonations of those cartoons.
Yeah.
But to listen to Adam West just go, fine citizens, we must. Like, he was, like, you could tell he was kind of bringing it up even a little bit more than his 60s Batman series. Mm-hmm. But I just, the Super Friends, and then they went to this place called the Universe of Evil.
Right.
And that was where Superman, they were all bad versions of themselves. Aquaman had an eye patch.
Why not?
Because an eye patch
is evil.
Is wow. evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
People with one eye, they're just evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I grew up with some of those, and they all knock me because that's where I go. I would get some of the comic books as a kid.
So you get crap for that?
Well, they just, it's something they can make fun of me. Yeah. Because
everyone, some of these, they get a little too crazy with this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think so. But they love the comic books
from the comic origin.
Yeah.
You know, it's that. And I came in on cartoons first and then kind of went backwards. That's what my daughter's doing now. She broke her elbow. I was talking to Marissa about this, and she broke her elbow on her birthday last year at a trampoline park. And she's a gymnast, so she's done all that stuff, and she breaks it on her birthday. It still hasn't quite healed yet. There's something funky going on.
That sucks.
Yeah, but she's gotten into comics and the MCU and all that kind of stuff. We might have talked about it some last
time. Yeah, that's awesome. With Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. Which is incredible. I don't think she'd done this last time. So there's a comic called Spawn Kills Everybody.
I love Spawn.
Okay, but yeah. It's like the cartoon.
I'm not familiar with this one.
On every page, he just kills somebody else. So he goes in, and it's like, I think the origin of it is he's at like a Comic-Con or something, and everybody's dressed up like other characters. So Spawn just goes and offs everybody. She got to color in Spawn's cape for the next issue. So
Wow.
I have a video of that, and Todd just spends so much, and she loves it because for people who don't know, Todd MacFarlane, he just got the.
I mean, Todd MacFarlane.
Did you say Seth?
Yeah.
Even he gets it screwed up.
Yeah, yeah. no doubt.
But he just got the rights because he has MacFarlane Toys. He does all those figures, the sports figures, but he's got the rights to DC, I believe, at the New York Toy Fair, and he's got like Harry Potter and Game of Thrones.
Wow.
So it's.
You're multi millions of dollars.
Oh, ridiculous. And he's the nicest guy in the world, but when you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, you can be happy.
So, does he live?
He lives like couple miles away, just down the street.
I didn't even
realize that his office is on the same street that I live on. Essentially,
what's his house? What's his place like?
I've not been to his house yet.
Should just show up.
I heard when he was really trying to push Spawn years and years ago, there used to be a Spawn trailer that was. I think he had a funny car too, maybe.
Wow.
So
they're making another movie, you know.
Really good when I can't think of a name. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
I believe Jamie Foxx was in talks for that. Not through.
He would be good.
Yeah. There's producers. Somebody can Google it.
I'm curious as to why you haven't focused on doing more voice work in your career. Because
I don't think I've been very good at it. When I first went to LA.
I disagree.
You're right, probably.
See, we are friends.
I think when the impressions are pretty good.
But so is the voice. You can act and you can, you know.
I was a terrible actor when I first went to L.A., though. I got there and I would do all these impressions. Then they had me read something. And they're like, okay, now maybe make it seem like you're in a scene, like instead of reading. I'm like, I thought I was doing really well here because everybody is quiet and focused.
Yeah. Have you ever looped dialogue for somebody?
Probably some small things, but never in the movie stuff.
Because I think Craig Schumacher does the
Barney,
Don Knotts.
Does he still do this?
He looped his dialogue for some of his dialogue for Pleasantville.
And he'll show up in Family Guy when they need a random Don Knotts. You know, speaking of Seth MacFarlane, like he'll call up Craig Schumacher and he'll do whatever.
I think I told you this before. They had me, Family Guy had me come in and do something once and they didn't like it and they never called back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a De Niro. And I was like, hey, what's going on here? And they're like, that doesn't sound like him. I'm like, all right, I guess I shouldn't make a living at this. I don't know. I didn't take any offense to it. I was just like, I've always been terrible at this. And
yeah.
I went and did a couple, Phineas and Ferb. I did one of those.
In fact, you turned me on to Phineas and Ferb. I went to your show at the Borgata.
Okay.
It was you and Jeff Gordon were talking about this show. And I thank you for that because I love that.
Cartoon. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And they have another show now. Those guys did. Disney only does a certain amount of shows because then they have to pay people a lot more, I believe, is
they
what
they don't
it
like
is.
That. Yeah.
But there's I'm having trouble with Recall this morning, which is really great. Maybe taking some notes, some note cards would help out.
Sure.
But what I'm doing now is filling in the blanks with just talking until somebody saves me and change the subject.
I have a question for you.
It's like A Beautiful Mind. You're seeing words, but they're not coming together.
Yeah, and they're in a different language. That's part of the issue.
Frank, can you sing?
I probably could. I can show you the world. I don't know why that came. Great, never had a friend like me. What's this, genie? Okay. I could, but I can't. Once the music starts, and I always found that on American Idol, you ever notice people can sing pretty well when they're just doing it a cappella?
Sure.
But once the music comes in, you have to hit the beats and then you have to think for stuff.
Yeah.
And I really struggle when I have to sing to somebody else's timing.
Yeah.
That's a big problem I have. So I can't, like, when I had that show in Vegas, I had a band that was there. It was almost like making fun of Vegas shows.
Right.
But they would kick into stuff. I'm like, do I start now? Do I start now? And now it's Jeff Goldblum doing Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata means no what, no worries. So there's, I don't know, the voice, I wish I'd have gotten better at it and gotten, because if you get in there,
yeah,
you're like there forever.
I can't imagine that it's not something worth revisiting. You're too talented to not, and we know people who honestly don't even have a fifth of your vocal chops and abilities and are doing pretty well. So, you know.
I mean, but they have the confidence in it. That's part of it too. And I live in Arizona. So
yeah, that's
true. You can phone everything in, but they like you to be there,
right,
unless you are one of those people that's been around forever.
Yeah, right, right.
And you know, and I so maybe eventually when I'm 80, I'll get an old man. This is the here's Jeff Goldblum old.
Hey, yeah. Well, you can be. Maybe they can catch you as the clown in Spawn with the you know when they do that. That's a cool character.
Yeah, I'll take anything. Who am I kidding? I'm not really kidding. Well, have you guys seen this show, Umbrella Academy?
Yes.
We're just
yes.
talking
just,
about it.
Just finished it.
I watched the first episode and tapped out, and then these guys continue watching.
Only watched you didn't like it.
Well, they convinced me to go back to it.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I'm in love with it.
There's an actor in there that was in Mindhunter. His name's Cameron Britton, and he plays Hazel. Hazel and Cha-Cha?
Yeah.
The way he talks is so interesting.
Yes.
And he plays in Mindhunter, he plays this serial killer.
The first one?
But yeah. Is there more than one Mindhunter?
Well, no. The first serial killer that he meets?
It's the big guy in the jail.
That's the same guy.
That is the guy who we were talking about.
Dan Cummins.
He's a genius. And he was just
up on the screen. Yes,
yeah.
He's fantastic. I think he was nominated for an Emmy, but he's got.
But the actual serial killer he's portraying was Mensa level smart.
He's just so much. I can't not watch him.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was him at first because he toned it in Mindhunter. It was like almost Forrest Gump, of a level of a character,
mm-hmm.
But I think his normal way of talking is pretty close to that.
The one I'm hooked up on is his character Klaus Umbrella Academy. Hilarious.
Nuts,
whoever this actor is, he's great.
Yeah, he sells. Well, he's drugged out of his mind.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he sells it so well, and just keeps doing. He's so into the character, and he's so into the scene that you're going, this guy's not acting.
He just lives in it.
Yep. He's fantastic.
I'll tell you who's really good is the guy I don't know if you follow, if you've been watching Gotham, which is coming to a wrap-up.
Yes.
But the guy who's playing the Joker.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Is fan-freaking-tastic. You know, and I try not to advise people, you got to watch this show, because there's so many goddamn shows to watch. It's impossible.
A friend of mine is on that show. He's Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Drew Powell.
He's great.
Oh, yeah. Drew
and he was a great Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, he was Butch Gilzean, who actually dies for like the third time, because that's what happens in superhero shows.
Yeah.
But then they're like, they give his, I can't remember his alter ego name, but he, it turns out he's the guy who turns into Solomon Grundy.
Steve and I have professed that these, the MCU in particular, when these movies come out, these are like what concerts were when I was like a teenager. Like,
yeah.
That excited about when the movies are coming out and going to see them, you know?
Well, I rented out a theater for the podcast I'm doing, the Comic Playground podcast, because we're just going to go there and then we're going to live stream, talk about it that night.
After
it comes out.
Marvel?
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Did I say Captain America?
No, I did.
Okay. I heard you say it. I didn't know if I'd say it. And I've gotten so many names wrong or not remembered them this morning that it could have been anything. Yeah. Mark. So we'll go do that. We're actually going on the Thursday on the preview show.
Yeah.
And you guys probably do that kind of stuff all the time.
We're having a press screening early.
Okay.
And then the one thing is I want to make sure it's on a 3D. I'm like, apparently it's awesome in 3D.
Oh, so really? I don't enjoy 3D personally.
I used to despise it and now I freaking love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can take it or leave it.
My daughter gets headaches,
yeah.
So it's all up to her. But I don't know.
I lose bladder control, but that's cool. So have you ever considered, so with the podcast that you're doing, have you ever considered taking that out on the road?
Yeah, we will, yeah, as it develops. It's getting better. The podcast started out one of these. There's two that I'm doing. One's the more serious kind of one. It's Alan Frank Try to Be Serious, and that's more like issues. Yeah. It's like talking about political things without being political.
You talked about that.
And people say, like, Nick's always like, yeah, that sounds fun. I'm never going to listen, but it sounds fun. And then the Comic Playground is actually, I'm going to change the title and broaden it more, because my main audience doesn't seem to be going straight to comic books, and that's not really what it is. It's Gotham. It's Umbrella Academy. It's a little bit of everything. It's superhero talk.
Change the title to the Adam Carolla Show.
Get a little nasally and have analogies that kind of make sense and then suddenly do. I think we will take that out on the road. We're gonna go to some Comic Cons and stuff like that too eventually.
Cool.
But I want to be around that world a little bit more, and with my daughter being so into it,
it's so cool that you had. So Preston talked about the story about his kids are now they're kids, they're teenagers. The boys are, but they're into the rock that he loved growing up.
Oh,
you know,
great.
And it wasn't forced on him, so it just happened by natural attrition.
Mm-hmm. But my son is for some reason into 90s rap. I don't even know what that is. Early
2000s. Well, that's all you.
Rap. There's one thing that describes me. It's
90s.
It's
rap.
90s rap. But he's a ton of Eminem stuff and all. It's okay. Like
Snoop and Dre, that stuff too.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Oh yeah.
That's
it's interesting to me because I would think he'd be into current stuff, but he and his friends are all about a decade behind.
Well, maybe that's what his real dad is into.
Could be. Could be. Unless you saw him, and then you'd be like, No, that's Mini Frank. Now, Nick, you had some things you were talking about we were going to do before, and was I just too interesting?
You just talked way too much.
Actually, you were.
Yeah.
I mean, we could... Time-wise, we got
to you guys have other
up.
Stuff to do. I'm not trying to...
we have a conflict. We just wanted to remind people what a good friend you were.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
recurring
cool.
friend.
Yeah. And by the way, we should plug both appearances this weekend, because it's Parks tonight and then tomorrow in AC.
Yes. Parks and Ben... Is it Ben Salem?
Yes.
Is that where the
Witch
Trials were?
Yep.
Is that where that...
Ben Salem Witch
Trials. The Ben Salem Witch Trials.
Yes.
Legendary.
Ben Salem 5. Is that another thing? So Parks tonight. Is it... Because I haven't been there before.
The Excite Center. I'm sure that's where you are.
Yeah. And then in Atlantic City, it's Ocean Casino?
Ocean Resort.
Ocean Resort Casino.
Yep.
That's the first time, and I've heard that's great as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
Really looking forward to both of those.
Yeah, you're going to like the new venue in Parks. It's a really cool spot. So we did an event there in December.
It's great. It's excellent. Really acoustically and everything.
Really
it's just
cool
a
room.
Great room.
And I wasn't trying, I hope you guys, I wasn't trying to stay extra time and do the stuff Nick had planned. I just wanted to think that I was not trying to, like, divert his ideas.
No.
Like, because look at him now. He's like, why are you doing this?
I know. I was pretty disappointed.
Honestly,
no.
We love it when we have stuff planned and we never get to it.
Okay,
that's a good sign.
Because I felt
honest.
Like a jerk. I was like, geez, maybe I'm just not giving any pauses.
Well, you're coming back next week, right?
It's actually, I'm back. You guys go to what? One?
Yeah,
I'll be
yeah.
here from noon to one.
The Jack Kerouac of comedy.
In the time you guys aren't even actually on. And the midday person is just cashing checks.
Right. Well, listen, Frank is going to be at Parks tonight, 8 o'clock. You can get tickets at parkscasino.com or just go to Ben Salem and go to Parks Casino and go see him. And then if you're in AC, Ocean Resort Casino show tomorrow night. That's at 9 o'clock. So make sure you check out our recurring friend, Frank.
It's good
I
to see you,
I appreciate it, guys. All that long, Morgan Freeman.
Thank you. Frank Caliendo!
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.